Great to be here at VPR with the DuPont brothers. We're going to be sharing some songs of ours with you today. This first song we're going to share is called One of a Kind, and it's written about a very special place to us, a cabin that used to belong to our late grandparents, who are through and through Vermonters. And we recorded a lot of our record there, so we're happy to share it with you. It's called One of a Kind.
I must go where the air is pure, crackling stones and grinding on bones make me sure. I will walk where you once walked, sit where you once sat, submerged inside the mountain's grid in maple sap. You've been on my mind. One of a kind. Handcuffed steps and railings slid throughout your life and mine to give. Stained glass windows and no barn walls built from your hands answering the call. You've been on my mind. One of a kind. Oh, this life of turns and twists makes me proud to just exist. I will do as I'm allowed to walk amongst the sky and clouds as the sun shines from above. Always embraced by your love, always embraced by your love, always embraced by your love. Always embraced by your love. Always embraced by your love.
We're the DuPont brothers. We're from Burlington, Vermont. My name is Zach DuPont. This is my brother Sam. We've been touring around. We've been playing music together now since March of 2013, but we, you know, kind of grew up not playing as much music together, but doing a lot of other stuff together. We grew up in a little town south of Philly called Newark, Delaware, actually, and since then, there's just not a ton going on in Newark, Delaware for music and art and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff going on in Philly, and so we would kind of go up to Philly and play gigs and hang. But our mom is from Manchester, at Dorset, actually. And we would spend a lot of time up here in the summertime and just kind of fell in love with the state and consider this to be home now for us.
There's a song called Colder.
Yourself if you don't get some rest. It's better suited for the rest of us that haven't slept since God knows when. I've never been much of a talker, 'cause it's better off this way. 'Cause even if I had the words, I wouldn't know quite what to say.
Thank you. mom was actually, that's her guitar down there that I stole and did some work on, and now it's my guitar. But either way, she was a musician. She was a folk singer in, I think, in the 70s, you know, and just really was doing that kind of full force for a while. And so we grew up, she'd play the piano and sing and play the guitar and stuff. So she's a huge reason why we do what we do.
A lot of harmony. Mm-hmm. Harmony instilled in us through our mom, for sure. Growing up listening to like Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Beatles and James Taylor and, you know, all that good stuff.
I started playing, I will say, because I thought it was cool that my older brother was playing.
So we kind of always grew up with music around the household, but yeah, just kind of got into it at different times of our lives. I went out to college and studied music there at this little school in upstate New York called St. Lawrence University. And then after that, Sam was starting to write songs probably when you were like 17 or something like that.
Yeah, around there.
And I heard these songs, and he was living out in Tucson, Arizona for about 5 years out there. And I would come out and visit him, and he'd play me these, like, you know, these songs that came out of nowhere. And that's when the first interest started of just at least when we would be home at the same time for Thanksgiving or Christmas, putting together shows and kind of opening up for each other, not playing as much together. And then we kind of, one holiday, decided to do it together. And we were just thought, hey, come to Vermont. We'll get my band and we'll play each other's music for a change and see how it happens. And we'll try to sing some harmonies. And there's no going back now. I mean, it's like we're in deep, you know? So pretty cool.
This song's called Ride. This is about how every day is different.
Nothing's gonna go your way today. Off the pendulum, something's gonna rattle your cage today. Straight to home. Pull myself from the fire now, laughing at the flame. Roll away in the river's howl, pulling on the reins. Something's gotta give to take. If you can own what you made, soon become divine. Pull yourself from the fire now, laugh into the flames. Swept away by the horse's cloud, pulling on the rain. Thank you.
we arrange together a lot. When I say arrange, I mean just the secondary guitar parts and the harmonies. But the songs originally, and lyrically and melodically and everything, they're all written alone. And then we usually, like, I'll record it on a phone or GarageBand or whatever and ship it off to Zach, see what he thinks. And we've gotten to a point, it took a little while, but we've gotten to a point where we can constructively edit each other's music. And that was definitely a change, you know, as individual artists and writers, to have that second opinion and that second force of creative freedom. It can be a little difficult, but it was a pretty easy transition for us. But we do arrange together. We arrange the harmonies and the other guitar parts together. So
I think it's like definitely inspired too, to like just an overall awareness of the other guy in the writing process. Whereas when we first started, we just were both writers and we had these big piles of songs and we just kind of picked the ones we liked and threw them together and you know, thought, hey, this might sound good together. And now it's more of a synergy, more of a even more harmony, you know, in the writing. Whereas when we're writing now, we're thinking about writing with the other guy's sounds in mind, the other voice, the other guitar. It's a pretty beautiful thing to stumble upon. And I think it's also a really rare thing to have two very active writers in a band in general, and also being brothers who both write is weird. I mean, it's usually someone's carrying the team, I feel like, but it's very much an even split, and it's a good problem to have as a songwriter, to be able to, you know, have so much material.
This is a song called 7 Days.
Something new, like I need. just don't look back today.